I think we helped a lot of people tonight.
Hello.
Hey-o.
Hello.
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 Ahoy, hoy.
Howdy,
howdy.
Hi, Scoutmaster.
Oh, no.
Ahoy, hoy.
What the hell is that thing on your shoulder, David? Oh, is that Rex?
That's my crocodile. Rex?
That's your crocodile.
Yeah. Yeah. His name is Perry Zoe. He's Canadian. It's a long story.
It's rare that a man shows me his Canadian crocodile, but I guess we've known each other for a while.
And
come on, Steve, it's not that rare.
Yeah,
you have
really
a cat
not.
In the sink, so, you know.
Oh, I have a cat in the cat box right now, too, just so you know.
Oh,
well, John shows up and maybe it's
just
John. I've never really thought about it. Maybe it's not the beginning of the podcast. Maybe it's the arrival of Syracuse that makes my cat's bowels unload.
Oh, my.
At least I assume that's what's going on in there.
Was that a George Takei?
Yes, that was a George. That was my George Takei.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
I just heard him on Bullseye. That guy's a pistol.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
He is a pistol.
Yeah, he was at
the
TEDx Broadway a year and a half ago. So I got
TEDx Broadway?
Oh, God, yes. And that's a whole other story I'll tell when I'm not on the live stream.
I hope I get it. God, I hope.
But he was very nice, and he did, in fact, do an oh my within about, you know, 2 minutes. So,
of course he did.
And you know, he did the entire
luscious
space,
chocolate thighs.
The final frontier. I mean, the speech ended with the prologue, and, you know, half the audience is sitting there going, final frontier, these are the voyages, along with him, and everyone else is like, what? Oh, God, nerds. Uh-huh. Ah!
I love that he's not just out, but he's like super out.
Yes.
He's describing, like, in Walter Koenig had told me to look over my shoulder, and one of the extras was coming by. He had very well-defined pectorals. Oh, my.
Creamy chocolate thighs.
Oh, my.
My.
Where
we
can
like
we find
you.
The defined pectorals?
We like you very, very much.
Captain, the pectorals, look.
Only 2 minutes over, guys.
Is this where we keep the nuclear vessels?
That's okay. We're waiting
nuclear
for you.
Pectorals?
This has got to be a new record for Jason losing all control of the podcast.
Oh, Andy, nah, you're like 10 points too high on the volume there.
Oh.
Okay. I love you, but
hot mic,
quieter. Yes, that's right.
I just
duck and cover.
I just thought you'd enjoy having it this way, but fine. I'm just trying to pre-plan ahead and see.
Oh my! How many?
Oh my!
Perhaps if I had a little bit more presence on the mic, that would solve the problem.
If your presence is further away from the mic, it might be.
Oh my!
Oh my! Oh my. George Takei's microphone test.
No, I love you, but I need to find a page from my microphone. Please. With your luscious chocolate thighs.
Oh, my.
A doctor, not a microphone tech.
How's the hurry to get on here? And this is what's going on.
Well, we're ready. I'm ready to go as long as we get Andy's volume okay. better.
Do we have anybody else? There were like 1,400 people that signed up for this.
This is it.
Maple as my
just five.
What a sausage fest.
I know.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. I had a... Yeah, Erica was going to do it, and she dropped out. So here we are.
Gee.
Just a bunch of guys.
I thought even Tony was going to pop in. And
Tony's on the in the chat room, and he's sleepy. And I told him we had enough people, frankly, because we do. We have so many people.
So
right.
many people.
Toy Story, I need everybody to record. If you're not recording, you should start recording now. This is your reminder to start recording.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
You're ruining it all, mine for everybody. Come on, everybody.
No, they're making it better.
That kid has got claws. You are a sad, strange little man.
Man, that was going to be mine. Oh.
And you have my pity.
Oh, my.
Oh, farewell. My.
This is the show, right?
A puppy? Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Okay, well, fine.
Can anyone explain how the George Takei impression came to be at the, no. at the beginning of this Toy Story podcast?
No.
It's on, it's no.
already no. lost.
It just happened. It's in the recording. I'll have to play it back later for the for the bonus track.
See if you can deconstruct that. Yeah. See the exact moment.
This is totally the show.
That impression tumbles out of someone's head.
It's not, it's not widely known, but George Takei was cast as Connect Four, but his part was cut early in the screenplay process.
All right. Everybody recording? Oh my, we should get started then.
Oh, pretty sneaky, sis.
All right, here we go.
Oh my. Oh my. Oh my. Here, diagonally.
Yeah, you just keep doing...
I'm the sole survivor.
Dead air will be filled with George Takei.
Take out his funny bone.
To be Takei in theaters
now. If you're going to be doing a George Takei impersonation, you have to say the name properly. Takei as an OK.
And I was always told it rhymes with DK.
I'm going to talk like Francis Ford Coppola for this entire show.
Okay, here
and
we
that's
go.
The reason why. It was your doing. Is why this happened.
You sound more like, more like Scooby-Doo than Francis Ford Coppola.
Oh, my.
Coppola does sound a little bit like Scooby-Doo.
Okay.
Actually, more like Tommy Chong, really.
All right. Or Bullwinkle. But,
hey, Rocky. Okay, let's do this thing. Come on, you guys.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here we go.
Iron Giant, right?
Iron Giant.
So does the cat talk at the end? Or no, okay.
Here's the thing.
This is the beginning.
I have an opening statement.
All right, all right. Good.
Does Tony Soprano talk at the end?
Here we go. Here we go.
Oh my.
John Siracusa is here.
Somebody yank on Anaka's strings.
Yeah. Somebody bump Andy's.
You see, that's a catchphrase.
Oh
from
my.
Okay, I'll just be quiet.
Well, it does say Andy on his boot, so.
That's true.
Indeed. Oh, good point. With a backwards N. Maybe he's just really into it.
You think Woody likes it rough?
Well,
he likes rough trade.
Anyway,
go ahead, pull out the George Takei. You know you want to.
Oh my!
Oh my!
Oh my! I said it wrong again, just to spite people. I know.
To be Takei.
As far as the early part of the movie,
bizarre.
Something that
Merlin's
really
just going to ignore my checkered gambit there,
Jason.
It doesn't go down the middle; it's a border.
Jason, anyway. I will talk about it as much as you want. It's asinine to play any way other than the way you're describing.
Okay, thank you.
I think it's obvious.
All right,
it's
problem
ridiculous.
Solved. I've got the Merlin guarantee. Let's
We're
move
not
on.
Animals.
Then. Go ahead, Merlin. I'm going to keep steering us back occasionally to moving through the movie in sequence, but there are lots of stops we can make along the way.
Can I make a first stop pretty early on in the movie?
Are you trying to say you need to go to the bathroom? What's going
no,
on?
No,
Steve?
No. I'm talking about.
You should have thought of that before we started.
Yeah.
First, let's return to the movie, and then let's stop and maybe back up a couple of feet.
Okay, tell me. All right, we're backing up. You can hear the sounds of the beeps as the big incomparable truck backs up. What would you like to talk about, Steve?
Like Andy and his murdered father.
They don't know that he's been murdered. They know the mother covered up the death to get the insurance money, but that could have been an accident.
Alleged murder.
That's how she's affording that rockin' house in the country outside of the tri-county area.
Not until they get that truck out of the ravine can they do the autopsy, do the toxicology screen on whatever.
You're saying she's Barbara Stanwyck, basically.
Yes. I'd watch that.
Toy Story 4.
It's Toy Story CSI.
Because again, Andy is always like almost 10 years older in every one of these. And he could be like 35 in the next movie, and now he's a detective. And
he wants to know the truth about his father.
And it turns into like a grifters kind of thing.
Sure. Ooh. Why not, Merlin? All right. That was a good one. Anyway.
Don't talk about our buzz, Martha.
The
Martha!
Queen of the Harpies, here is your crown.
Oh, my. Oh my! I did that not on purpose, but I took Cade there.
and he is slightly older than Andy, as evidenced by the fact that he's already having the "I want to ride the pony" dream that usually doesn't run across kids until they hit about 12 or 13.
too much.
Are we talking about a Blade Runner crossover? He's dreaming about unicorns now. Well, can I introduce Lilo and Stitch to this? Because that's a good example. In the first act of this movie, Lilo is pulling the heads off of dolls and like making voodoo dolls of her friends at dance class and putting them in pickle jars and shaking them up. And then when she's caught doing that, just innocently says to her older sister, "My friends need to be punished." And she's and that she too is a victim of circumstances which she does not have adult supervision, in this case specifically because she's lost both of her parents, and this makes us actually more affectionate toward her, thinking that she needs a guiding hand and she needs a little bit of a little bit of good luck in her life to happen. We could that could be the Toy Story 4. We just go back and Toy Story 4 Back to the Future 4 combo crossover. We go back in time and fix Sid.
So we can't reproduce.
I've got the foreign money in place, is what I'm saying.
All right, good. Excellent. Excellent work.
They would never suspect the cowboy doll. It would be the perfect crime. There's a sand pit over there that probably, yeah. There's no adult supervision. It would be months before they even check that.
Actually, this is where it really was a stroke of genius to turn Woody from a ventriloquist dummy into a cowboy doll, because you immediately assume the ventriloquist dummy is up to no good.
Magic is fun. You're dead.
And you're dead.
That commercial still gives me the willies, man.
Absolutely.
So if the toys across the way at Andy's house see Woody kill Sid, will they then reveal themselves to Andy's mom and call the police and turn in Woody for being
that's a different
animated
movie series you're now making. It's like Leprechaun 5.
It's just
Leprechaun.
Where does it end at that point? Is what I'm saying.
Beautiful pine furniture.
It ends with beautiful. Yes, thank
yes.
You, I was going to say that's where it always ends.
Mm-hmm. Always after me, Lucky Charms.
Da 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 da.
Oh my! You never owned a robotic operating buddy, did you?
First, you had you dabbing your comforter or something, and now you've got a robotic operating buddy, and I just don't think we want to pursue this.
You're the
anymore.
One with the toys with the remotes that don't work and the batteries that are dead.
No, the remotes are gone.
Where did they go?
Where does anything go?
That's a good question.
Woody pushes it out the window, basically.
Right, exactly.
That's what happens.
It's behind a couch somewhere.
Uh-huh. Woody will do that. With Wheezy. Tends to get in the way. I mean, he tends to get in the way.
Oh, Steve.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
All right, so I've reached the end of my synopsis, so my question is, are there things that we haven't covered that we should cover before we wrap it up?
One quick thing at the end here.
Yep.
It's interesting to me that you can really tell that this movie was made, at least from a Pixar perspective, by a relative skeleton crew, because the production babies list is tiny.
Yeah, there's like 10 of them.
Yeah.
They were all really young and not that many of them, I guess.
It was a small facility. I actually toured Pixar like right after the movie got released, and it really is like, oh, so you sell aluminum siding? No, we actually are a movie studio. Oh, in addition to selling aluminum siding in your spare time after selling aluminum siding?
It really, well, for a time, their thing was to sell the software and the equipment, right?
Yeah.
For the rendering. So, I mean, the movie thing was sort of a side gig.
Yeah, it was an offshoot of the commercial work that they were doing. After they realized that when I was there, I was excited to see exactly one Pixar cube in the entire office. And even that was like the way that I use my next cube, which is, oh, doesn't this lamp look nice on top of it?
I will say that I'm sad I never found a way to slot in the phrase unidirectional bondage strip, but maybe on a future podcast.
All right. Excellent. Work on that. Workshop some stuff.
It's a bonding strip. Come on.
Yeah.
Sue. So.
Some other guys might be better panelists than I am, maybe. Might say things that don't seem really stupid, too.
If you have a frog and need to go on an adventure, maybe you need to wind him a little bit. He'll be there for you when it's done. He just needs to be wound again.
Let me sing, too. I'm a good singer.
Some people from Africa might be a Zulu. I'm a bigger fan. Like me some Zulu.
Why did I eat that whole pack of Skittles before singing?
It's because I love the red flavor so much.
I'm playing a piano with two canned hams.
Stab myself in the solar plexus, too.
I got Wait, a bubble what do the Skittles in. Do to your singing, exactly?
It How gets you a bubble in your throat the
you
size
know,
of a
when
goat.
When you eat a bunch of Skittles and you get that bubble of sugar.
Like this
no,
right.
No, I don't know the bubble of sugar. Maybe I'm eating my Skittles wrong.
Maybe it's a different East Coast blend.
Don't try to understand, John. It's not much of a riddle. You need to get yourself a little more Skittles.
You know you're not supposed to eat the whole bag at once, right?
Sure you should.
No one has ever told me that.
Is this the show?
Oh, my.
Can anyone tell me the titles? Can anyone tell me the titles on the book in the back of the thing here? So I see, obviously, like Tin Toy, Red's Dream, so on and so forth. But there's also Knickknack. Was that one of their shorts?
Yes, that was an early
short.
Yes,
that was the first.
Andre's back there. Yeah,
Scooter Run. It looks like in a weird version of Chicago font. What is the heck is Scooter Run?
That sounds like an early proof of concept kind of thing. I don't think there's anything they released by that name. This
something and Twirl.
That definitely is something that they
probably produced. Test stuff, yeah.
Sometimes you gotta have a tea party, but all the toys have no heads.
Except
how
for
do
the
they
guy
drink
who's
that
cross-dressing,
tea?
But the hat looks nice.
It's a CGI tea party. Everybody's coming.
I'm holding off for the Robert Goulet impression in Toy Story 2. I can nail that.
Mm-hmm. How does the Woody / Bo Peep thing work? She's
sex
like two thirds
well,
his scale. It doesn't seem
toys love each other very, very much.
He likes
that. Did you notice how
glossy?
He likes it rough.
She is glossy. I'll give her that.
She is glossy.
Did you notice how Woody lapses? Like there's the one really serious like ADR boner is when Woody lapses into like a serious Jerry Lewis voice when he's talking to her.
Yeah.
Hi, then, nice lady.
It comes back with the lipstick all over.
I questioned the lipstick thing. Yeah, that's a bridge too far.
These are not anatomically correct toys, is what
I'm
saying.
As far as you know, they should
not be getting together anyway, because as a Bo Peep is a rancher, and Woody is probably a farmer if he's from the Old West. So the farmer
well,
and the rancher
the
should be friends.
If
he's part of the common clay of the Old West, he's probably come over there to improve his station in life or to leave an unsuccessful life back east.
No, he can protect her from those sheep rustlers. And that he earns her undying love and appreciation as
the
sheriff.
Do you mean that wolf that's actually Wile E. Coyote with a red nose?
Possibly.
Yeah. Yeah, they go this whole movie without making a short arms T-Rex joke, don't they? That's the second movie. Only, right? There's no short arm T-Rex joke in this movie. Not even, I think, a sight gag.
I really think the casting of Wallace Shawn as Rex, too.
Oh, it's so perfect.
Perfect. Oh, that was beautiful.
They don't throw Inconceivable in there, which I give them points for.
I'm having guilt.
The voice casting across the board, in all of them.
Yeah.
My God.
It's a good-ass movie.
Yeah.
If they didn't, they weren't expecting that Ernest would croak.
No. Well, the Slinky Dog metal fatigue, it happens.
Well, they could.
That's what did it.
That was part. That was part of the dose of poignancy in the Toy Story 3.
Yeah.
Saying, okay, yeah. Bo Peep, out of here.
So Sid's house has the Shining theme. I think it also has pot on the wallpaper.
The other wallpaper is very similar to the Overlook. Is that what it's called? It's got the wallpaper.
Hotel.
There's that weird bit though where it transitions from like the entry hallway into the stairway, and they just slap the two wallpapers right next to each other. Did you notice that?
Yeah, it's not a very well-done house.
No, it doesn't have a sense of fit like and finish.
Well, so. Dad got halfway done and he went to
take a nap. Five leaves, right? But no, I just fast-forwarded in the movie here. So like little four-leaf Mary Jane blossoms.
You're adorable.
Sometimes you need to paper the walls of your house. Reefer, Merlin. You know about the reefer? And there's just nothing available but pots.
Sometimes a crack pipe, too.
And look at the picture on the wall. The picture on I got to take a screenshot of this.
Sid's mom is taking marijuana pills all day long. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, my.
Rich, chocolatey thighs.
Okay, now you're free associating from your own subconscious and not from the well of popular culture. This is all on you.
No.
It's all
that's
on
from
George
a, that's from a decay
bit. Look at the picture on the wall here. And tell me this is not pot wallpaper.
All
right. Behind this woman in the rainbow 60s halter
top.
This is not pot wallpaper. That's bamboo, you dork.
Yes, you're right. That's bamboo.
Yeah.
See the upright
really
the upright
bamboo.
Stalks?
Yeah, I see it. Well, explain the woman in the picture, though.
Yeah, let's talk about
the
boobs instead.
Well, you encode with M4V.
That's Mama, which is why Dad's so tired.
With chapters. Well, you encode with chapters?
I remembered I had to watch this movie today, so I watched it between 6 and 8 today. And then
Are you using iFlix for that? How'd you get chapters?
I immediately ripped it in Handbrake. I just used the
Handbrake. Okay.
I just tapped Apple TV 3 and hit it encode Y dinner. Yeah.
Oh, I love the chapters. iFlix does that, but yeah, it takes
Handbrake.
Forever.
Yep.
Handbrake.
Crazy.
Handbrake.
Crazy, man.
I got through all of my stupid notes. I'm amazed.
Yes, well, it's late. I got through all my stupid notes too, and
I didn't get was I wanted to put to call out the detail when Woody is running into the Pizza Planet disguised as a walking soda cup. Great disguise there, guys.
Yeah,
you can actually hear the straw squeaking against the lid on every step.
Yeah,
That's some good sound design right there.
When you think about it, when they're doing this movie, which now every I'm single done. Frame takes about 3 days to render. You'd say, well, how can we add extra realism? Well, we can get a microphone, buy a takeout cup from McDonald's and just squeak the, okay, let's do that.
Shake it up and down.
That sounds really easy. Yes.
All right. This is going to be the most George Takei-rific bonus track ever.
Oh, my.
Bonus.
Bonus.
Bonus, you say.
Bone whom?
This.
Something passive aggressive about my husband that I'm going to laugh at to defuse the situation.
Pectorals.
Talk about the naked time.
Oh, my. Well, the problem with him is that he drinks way too often, and then he's very, very slovenly about his appearance, as though he has no self-image whatsoever.
That's scary, actually. Scary good. Scary.
I think we helped
good.
a lot of people tonight.
We have to, yeah. Is this the show? All right. Send me your files. Thank you, everybody.
Yep.
And thanks everybody
guys.
Out there on the live stream and the chat room. You were great and very funny as well. And now we end our broadcast day. Goodbye.
And everybody.
Oh, say, can you see?
Sometimes you gotta have a national anthem and nobody knows what to choose.
They should sign off too.
The rockets were glaring.
Some people were glaring. The blues.
You got a song for me. Patriotic song for me.
If ever I would leave you.
That is a pretty good goulet.
Be in springtime.
Oh my.
Oh my.
Oh my.
It takes two to tango. Thank you.
Oh, you had to end it there, David. Yeah. David, that is not how you end a live stream. What are you
if
doing? My finger was
funny,
on the
if
button.
If it breaks, it's not funny.
Oh, my.